The reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. And you can find that on page 991. Matthew 23. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and their tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplace and to have men call them rabbi. But you're not called rabbi, for you have only one master, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one Father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teacher, for you have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks. Thank you, Ralph. Do keep that scripture open, because we're going to be looking at it in a bit. So this is a bit of a warm-up to the second half, where those of us who are of a certain age are going to be digging into that scripture in a bit deeper, and those of us at a certain different age are going to be off doing something else. Let me ask you a question, though. Who's your hero? It's going to be a very quiet conversation if this is a one-way traffic conversation. Who's your hero? Jesus? Yes, that's fine. We'll get to Jesus in a bit. Yeah. I know the answer's squirrel. Daley Thompson. Okay, Daley Thompson. That's one hero from somebody. David Attenborough, wasn't it brilliant last Sunday night? Fantastic, those big fish eating the birds. Have you not? Oh, spoiler. Right, any other heroes?
Bear Grylls.
I won't ask why. Your dad?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
My wife.
Your wife. What have you done wrong, Ron? Yeah. So, right. For those of you who have mentioned people who you don't who don't live with or are connected to, have you ever met Bear Grylls?
Yes.
We'll get that story later. Or Daley Thompson?
No.
Because there is this adage of don't meet your heroes, isn't there? You have met your hero?
I've met Daley Thompson.
You've met Daley Thompson. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later. So there's this adage of don't meet your heroes. Why? Because they often, in real life, don't actually connect and are the same with what you've seen or what you've perceived from afar. And what we have with the Pharisees is a very, from afar, a brilliant example of what it is to follow God. But as you get closer, as we just read in the passage, we think, maybe not so good. And Jesus had some pretty penetrating critiques, didn't he, of their behaviour. There was 5 complaints in the passage. Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to try and dig out together what those 5 were. So you need a Bible, because you're going to need to read. Page, what was the page? 99, what's it? 991. Find the passage, maybe with your neighbour. There's 5 complaints. They overlap a little bit, that Jesus had with the Pharisees. Once you've got one, throw a hand in the air, and we'll see if we can tick that one off. I've got my pencil. I've got my list. Hold on a second, Mr. Morrison. Simon, what was the first one?
Bitterness.
They don't practice what they preach. That's number one done. We've got four left.
They're not willing to lift a finger to move them.
Unwilling to do what they demand of others. Yes. So we've got two out of the five. They love to show off, basically. Yeah? Everything's done for show. Yes. So that's three out of the five.
Tie up heavy loads.
It's not one of my lists, actually. No, okay, right. Well, I think that's to do with the unwilling to do what they demand of others, tie up the heavy loads. I think I'm going to clean it in that one, yeah. Yes, they revel in titles and recognition and those best positions. Okay, and the fourth one, a fifth one even. This one's a bit more of a summary of the other four, actually. Shall I give it you? Is they misunderstand what they're called to be. They misunderstand what they're called to be. Let me just read them out. And we'll be digging into these later on. They don't practice what they preach. Those of us who've taught children know to our cost what that's like. Yeah? Those of us who've taught anything know what that's like. Come back to a story about that in just a second. So don't practice what they preach. They're unwilling to do what they demand of others. They love to show off. They revel in titles and recognition and positions and seats. And underneath all of that, they misunderstand what they're called to be. It's quite a penetrating list of complaints, isn't it? Let's finish on a positive point. Who's had a great teacher who's been a great example? Any of you? Yeah? What made them a great teacher? Come on. Okay, so they made it come alive, yep. Yes?
Patient,
yep. Made it come alive, patient.
Consistency of their lives.
Consistency of their lives, yep.
They absolutely love the subject.
Love the subject.
They were interested in you as an individual.
Oh, so they were interested in you as an individual. See, fact. Start from where you are. I thought you were going to just mention Judy again.
They
know the facts of the lesson they teach. See, the fundamental job of the Pharisees was to teach the faith. That was their fundamental job. And we'll get back to that in the second half. So what does it mean to be a great teacher? A great example? That's what we're about today. Over to you.
Right, we're now going to sing our last song for this part. So hand over to Simon.
I'm going to sing.